This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm George Varney. Columbia Public Schools plans to ask for a total of $170 million in new bonds over the next 10 years, starting with $50 million through a 4-cent bond increase that voters would decide on in April 2014. The money would go to a variety of facility improvements, as overcrowding is one issue at many schools. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says 153 trailers are currently being used at schools like Cedar Ridge Elementary. That school is fit to hold about 100 students. Today, enrollment is up to 200.
I think the expectation is not only of our students, but also of our community, that we provide quality educational facilities for our students. And this is one way that we can do that.
The April 2014 bond issue suggests not only building a new elementary school, but also providing new technology, roof improvements, and school expansions. The city of Moberly has slated 7 properties for demolition because the buildings are not being maintained by their owners. Moberly City Council voted last night to contract Phil Wilson LLC for the demolition work. Mayor John Kimmon says he hopes to open up the available land for new developments and ultimately improve the city.
When the land becomes available, there are a number of things we look at. They go out for bid. People can buy and build on them again. Neighbors can buy and develop the property.
The demolitions are scheduled for next year, allowing for Moberly residents and interested buyers to purchase the land for new homes or businesses. A Missouri legislative committee is considering whether to allow ethanol levels in gasoline to rise from 10 to 15%. Shane Kenny, the public director of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, is an advocate of the proposed rule. Kenny says motorists will still have a choice between the levels of ethanol and the pumps will be clearly marked.
The pump label for E15 specifically says use only in 2001 and newer passenger vehicles and in flex fuel vehicles only. And so it's very clear. It's a big orange label. And so it's not only is it labeled, but it's in a separate pump handle.
Opponents say they're worried about the damage E15 could cause to cars, as some are not designed to handle that level of ethanol. Jefferson City residents using Allied Waste Services will see an increase in their monthly bill. KBIA's Ian Arnold has the story.
City officials met with Allied Waste Management on Monday and approved a 3% increase to the city's residential service costs. The new agreement will affect all residents using Allied Waste Services. Costs will vary depending on what container the residents use. For example, people with a 64-gallon waste container will see a projected cost increase of $6.23 per year. City Attorney Drew Hilpert says the meeting was more of a discussion and less of a negotiation.
Particularly in negotiation, because we don't have any ability to prevent them. It's just kind of a good neighbor discussion is what happened.
The U.S. Department of Labor's annual Consumer Price Index report determines what increases can be made between Allied Waste and the City of Jefferson. Nearly 12,000 households will be affected by the annual increase. Hilpert says lending the waste bins is a business decision, which ultimately guides the discussion to raise costs. The increased service costs will be implemented in November's billing cycle. Ian Arnold, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says Republicans erred in allowing a government shutdown when they should have focused on the problems with Obamacare, the president's health care plan. Blunt discussed the partial shutdown of the federal government with reporters on a conference call today. He said the timing of the action was an error on the part of the GOP.
The president had difficult in August and early September as any second-term president could have, and we figured out how to change the subject. I didn't think that was a good strategy at the time, and I don't think it's a good strategy now.
Blunt says if not for the government shutdown on October 1st, there would have been more prominent headlines and attention on the rollout of the health care exchange's sign-up period. He says the more people learn about Obamacare, the less they'll like it. The University of Missouri hosted the first Cyber Infrastructure Day today. The day-long conference focused on different emerging trends within the higher education information technology industry. Vice President of Information Technology for the UM system, Gary Allen, says the UM system must have a paradigm shift.
I think we just need to get together and talk more and have more active discussions about how to plan for our collective future. It's not going to be a major change in how we do things because we already work really well together.
Allen says the university is looking forward to working with other universities in the region and across the country to develop better technology to serve students, staff, and faculty. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.